With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Officials say time is running out to evacuate the Florida Gulf Coast area as Hurricane Milton heads toward what's expected to be a direct hit on the Tampa Bay area. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says Milton will cause a lot of destruction.
You're going to see large areas covered with deep water from the Gulf of Mexico pushing inland. Structural damage to building, especially from destructive wave action, with some buildings being totally washed away. Some locations may be uninhabitable for an extended period. And again, that's why you're being asked to leave by your local officials. Roads will be washed out and flooded, and there will be major damage to marinas, docks, boardwalks, and piers.
Part of the eastern Florida coasts are also under hurricane warnings because the storm is expected to remain strong as it crosses the state. Milton Center could come ashore late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. At a news conference, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Israel's defense minister has called off a planned trip to the U.S. and a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tomorrow.
We certainly can remain in touch, whether it be in person via a meeting, should that be scheduled for a later time, or via phone. I'm not aware that the secretary has spoken to Minister Gallant today, but of course, it's still early, and they're in touch pretty frequently, so a call could always be scheduled for later today or later this week.
Israel has been promising retaliation at Iran for last week's missile barrage launched into the Jewish state. The FBI has arrested an Afghan man who officials say was inspired by the Islamic State militant organization and was plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. That's according to a Justice Department announcement Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points. This is SRN News. It's 4 weeks to Election Day. Will you be voting?
Everybody knows Christians in this country are politically active, but in fact, they're not as active as you might think. Numerous polls have indicated that despite their reputation for turning out on Election Day, several million self-identified Christians never show up at all, no matter what's at stake. Evangelical leaders are urging those folks to vote this November, pointing out that in a close election, like this one is expected to be, a couple million votes would make all the difference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court takes up the case of an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she's heterosexual. The justices agreed to review an appellate ruling that upheld the dismissal of the discrimination lawsuit filed by the woman, Marlene Ames, against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Ames, who has worked for the department for 20 years, contends she was demoted because she is not gay. This is SRN News. Stocks turn around after Monday's losses.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street as falling oil prices released some pressure on the market. The S&P 500 rose 1% Tuesday, clawing back its loss from a day earlier. The Dow rose 126 points, that's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4% as big tech stocks led the way. Stock markets around the world mostly fell following a big drop in Hong Kong's main index. The Hang Seng fell more than 9% for its worst loss since 2008. Investors were disappointed that there wasn't even more stimulus announced for China, the world's second-largest economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
At a time of growing concern about the safety of self-driving vehicles, a leading expert is calling on the federal government to develop a national driver's test that such vehicles would have to pass before they could travel on public roads. In recent years, they've been involved in a number of crashes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.